So guys, within this video, I wanted to follow on from our mermaid pose into a variation of king pigeon pose. And I'm gonna do this modified, and you can then access it in this way to build up to the full peak pose of your king pigeon pose. So guys, make sure that you're fully warm. Make sure you've done a practice before coming to this. Don't just practice it not warm, because again, the body is not ready for it. It's a huge, huge opener, back bend, and also hip opener. So make sure you warm up your hips and you warm up your back. You will need a block or a cushion or a few cushions, and you'll also need a strap for this variation. So guys, if you want to learn how to do king pigeon or access it, then keep on watching. Okay guys, so to begin with, I just want you to take your strap, and you're just going to take your strap around the left foot, and just make sure that the strap is tight so that you can take access of that. And then you're just going to come to all fours and just start to bring yourself into your pigeon through the right side. So the right knee towards right wrist, slide that foot towards left, and then slip your block underneath, allowing yourself just to send that left knee back and then just coming all the way up through your spine. So we're going to take a hold of the strap from here, and then just allowing yourself, if you need to pad up underneath your knee as well, you can. You're bending up your knee so that you can allow yourself to take the hands up above, and then you're sliding your hands down the strap so that your elbows start to point up towards the sky, and allowing yourself to point into that left foot that is behind, and allowing yourself to open your chest, draw your shoulders down, and just explore the breath here. Now, as you get more comfortable, you can obviously slip the block away and you can sink a little bit deeper, and allowing yourself again just to explore the breath. And then again, as you get closer and closer, you can slip your hands further and further down the strap. So allowing yourself just to come and gently release out. We're just going to take it into the other side. So just slipping that strap into the other foot, around the other foot, and again, strap it. And then back onto your hands and knees, just allowing yourself just to find your pigeon into the left side. So you're just slipping the left knee up, the foot up, and then just sliding that block underneath the left hip. And then as you sink back down, send that right leg back, take your strap, we're bending into the right knee, you're pointing your toes up, your hands are coming all the way up, and then you start to move them down the strap so that your elbows are pointing up. And then from here, find your breath. When you get more comfortable, just slip in that block out and just sink in a little bit deeper as you work further and further into your king pigeon. And then one last breath. And then again, just bringing it up, release your strap, release the foot, and just slowly and gently come back to your knees, and doing whatever you need to do now to release off the back. I hope that you found that helpful, and I'll see you soon with another video. Don't forget to hit the like.